You're listening to New Tnia. A plastic mold helped make a 15.7-pound metal part without welding. Oak Ridge National Laboratory and A.J. Tuck used a printed plastic form, electroforming and high-pressure processing to make 5 leak-free nickel containers and 1 solid 15.7-pound component. The result could simplify difficult reactor part manufacturing, but only simple cylinders have completed the full process. A plastic form made by a 3D printer has helped produce something much tougher, a solid 15.7-pound nickel component. Oak Ridge National Laboratory and A.J. Tuck Company used the disposable form to build a seamless metal container, fill it with powder, and compress that powder into a dense part. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The team made 5 leak-free nickel containers, then used one to form a solid component under heat and pressure.
Why does it matter?
The process could reduce welding, machining, and long supply chains when manufacturers need large or unusually shaped parts for reactors, turbines, and pressure systems.
What is the catch?
The completed tests used simple cylinders. A valve or impeller with a more demanding shape is the next test.
Key number.
5 containers, each 6 inches tall and 4 inches wide, pass the first phase as leak-free structures. Why a container matters as much as the final part. Hot isostatic pressing starts with metal powder sealed inside a container. Heat and pressure fuse the grains into a dense object, but any leak in the container can ruin the pressure cycle and the part inside it. Conventional containers often require forming, machining, and several welds. The new route removes a troublesome welded process tube by forming its port as part of the same shell, according to the August 24th ORNL project report. How plastic becomes a nickel shell. Engineers first print a polymer mandrel with the desired geometry. A.J. Tuck then places it in a nickel bath and uses electroforming, an electrical deposition process, to grow a metal skin about 2 to 3 millimeters thick around the form. Acid dissolves the polymer, leaving a hollow nickel shell. The team fills that shell with metal powder, seals it, and applies high temperature and pressure until the powder becomes solid. This differs from the direct metal printing route described in New Tnia's report on friction-based powder consolidation, because the printed object here is a temporary plastic mold. Why manufacturers may care. Electroforming follows detailed surfaces without forcing a metal printer to create the entire container at extreme temperature. Warnell says that could lower equipment and material costs, allow faster design changes, and support several shells in one batch. The project also turns earlier work on 3D, printed metal containers for high-pressure processing into a different route based on polymer printing and nickel deposition. That focus on manufacturability echoes earlier New Tnia coverage of designs constrained by real fabrication methods. Before we overstate the result, the team has reported 5 leak-free cylinders and 1 nickel component, not a certified reactor valve, pressure vessel, or turbine part. Cost, production time, and defect rates were not compared publicly with conventional manufacturing at industrial scale. Warnell and A.J. Tuck are project partners, and independent replication has not been reported. What happens next? The second phase will try a more complex impeller or valve geometry relevant to nuclear systems. That test will show whether the nickel layer remains uniform around curves, ports, and features that are harder than a straight cylinder. The partners have signed a licensing agreement and filed an invention disclosure and provisional patent. Commercial interest is therefore ahead of full qualification, which in nuclear manufacturing will still require material testing, inspection rules, and component-specific approval.
Takeaway.
The useful result is not that a printer made a reactor part by itself. A printer made a removable plastic shape, electroforming turned that shape into a leak-free nickel container, and high-pressure processing made the final solid metal. The unresolved test is whether that chain works just as reliably on a complex, safety-critical component. Read the full article at newtnia.com.